Thanks for listening to the Something Wild podcast from New Hampshire Public Radio. We appreciate your financial support, which really does help keep this thing rolling along from week to week. If you haven't yet made a gift, you can do so online at nhpr.org for as little as $5 or $10. We'd also like to thank this week's sponsor, Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
This is Something Wild. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. We've got a prickly subject on our hands today.
Prickly, huh? Oh, I know that sound. That's a porcupine.
It sure is. And we've been hearing a lot about them this year. It's positively a plague of porcupines.
So I've seen quite a few of them, but unfortunately, a lot have been on the sides of the road. So what's going on?
Well, biologists aren't quite sure, but I have a hypothesis, and it's got two parts, fishers and coyotes.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, the porcupine's only real predator is the fisher. They specifically seek out porcupines.
Those guys are adapted to take down a porcupine? That is one tough critter.
Anecdotally, trackers and hunters are reporting that fisher numbers appear to be down this year, so it makes sense that porcupine numbers are up.
All right, so what does that have to do with coyotes?
Well, that's part two.
Okay.
There are a lot of coyotes. They're eating everything else.
Are they eating fisher?
No. But they're having an impact on the prey species, like snowshoe hare and ruffed grouse. With so much competition for those medium to small prey animals, it's no wonder that fisher populations seem to be lower.
Coyotes are taking a lot of prey.
And there's no shortage of coyotes.
And the coyotes don't go for porcupines?
No. Coyotes will be feeding like on apples in the orchard, and then the porcupine shows up, and all the coyotes back up, tails between their legs.
Hey, man, we don't want any trouble.
Right. And the porcupine just saunters in, grabs an apple or two, and then wanders off.
And the coyotes won't bother them at all?
No, they have the good sense to stay away.
Isn't it strange how dogs don't have that same sense? People with dogs spend a huge amount of money at the vet getting porcupine quills pulled out.
Yeah, and porcupine quills have little barbs at the end that makes them really hard to get out.
Some folks think that they can shoot their quills at predators.
Well, that's a myth. They have soft fur that's mixed with those sharp quills that normally lie flat on their back until they feel threatened. And then, like when we get goosebumps, the quills stand up. They don't shoot, but they easily detach when touched.
Good to know. I should just stay out of their way.
Sure, but they're not aggressive. You know, in fact, porcupines in the springtime come down to our pasture, and they eat like a spring salad of dandelion greens. And we'll go out and sit down right next to a group of them and hold a little quill pig rodeo.
So what are they doing this time of year?
Whatever they want.
Are they asleep this time of year? Are they in torpor?
No, they're active this time of year.
Oh.
They're wandering around. They're eating bark. Have you ever been hiking through the woods and you've noticed a hemlock tree that's completely misshapen, almost like a bonsai tree?
Oh, yeah, sure I have.
Well, the porcupines go back to the same tree generation after generation, chewing through the bark and setting back its growth winter after winter.
Cool. All right, so I have one more question. If there are lots of porcupines around and nobody else is eating them, doesn't that mean there's a lot of food for fisher?
Well, there's a porcupine boom this year, but we can't necessarily say that next year is going to be a big fisher year. But the dinner table is set.
That's a fantastic feast for fishers.
Well, there's a lot of porcupines around. A lot.
They're talkative little guys, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a variety of calls, from moans and grunts to shrieking and clicking teeth. They're especially vocal during the mating season in early fall.
So, how do porcupines mate?
Let's not go there.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, if there's an interesting creature muttering in your yard, let us know at somethingwild@nhpr.org.
And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes so you never miss an episode. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
So what are they doing this time of year?
Whatever they want.
Sorry.
Hey there, I'm Sam Evans Brown. If you like losing yourself in the wild, I think you'll like another one of NHPR's podcasts, Outside In. We explore the interaction between the natural world and the humans that use it. That's all of us, by the way. We've done stories about epic White Mountain trail crews, how human hormones are derived from soybeans, how to navigate the ocean without a compass, and sometimes we just talk weird bugs, stinky trees, and other cool stuff. Check out Outside In and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you download podcasts.